gonna hear a bell ring, and that bell's gonna mark the beginning of silence, and then our musicians in the back corner there have offered to break silence, so it'll be very obvious when it's broken. We'll start off with that bell. Also, before I get started, I'd like to announce that right after silence, we're gonna open up down below, so if anybody would like to go down and see where the crew lives, they're welcome to do that after we've broken silence. So Vera, do you mind ringing that bell?
Yeah. Can I put the camera? You having a good time?
I love this.
What do you love about it?
What?
What do you love about it? What do you love about it? What do you love here?
I love to be in the border. I would have been really bad if I had gone down. Because I love to be. They had my picture a couple of years ago from a group. I was on the kayaking on this river at 97 already. So they took up my picture in the paper.
Nice. Very nice. This is great. And I've been part of the Clearwater for many years. I know
what?
That. You've been part of the Clearwater for many years.
Many, many years.
Why'd you join the Clearwater?
I joined right at the beginning when they first started the thing. And I stuck with them because I feel very strongly about the water and clean water. And I wrote a poem to Pete Seeger called Way Down Yonder. Way down yonder where the waters flow, there lived a seahorse who played banjo, because that's the thing he knew how best to do. He sang of rivers, he sang of streams, and all the strange things in his dreams, and the peculiar happenings in his glimmering sea. He sang of octopi that cry because their tentacles will multiply. One grows short, the other one grows long. He sang of octopi that cry because their tentacles will multiply. One grows low, the other one grows strong. Sang of fish that are growing. He sang of fish. He sang of crabs that are growing crabbier, and the fish that are growing shabbier. And that's the very reason for the song. So, dear friends, take my advice and do think once. Do think twice before you throw that plastic in the sea. It won't hurt you, it won't hurt me, but sure can cause some misery to bred the dolphin in his glimmering sea. So we down yonder where the waters flow, live to see a horse who played banjo, cause that's the thing he knew how best to do. He sang of rivers, he sang of streams, and all the strange things in his dreams, and the peculiar happenings in his glimmering sea.
Oh, there you're beautiful. I love you. You're beautiful.
But
you're beautiful. Thank you very much.
Let me
ask you two things. What is good news for you? What's good news? What would be good news for you?
Good news is that they could get all the water cleaned up all over the United States so they don't poison children and cause them to have a rain slow down, because that's what's happening.
Last question. We're very involved with world peace, and we've done many shows with Pete over the years, many shows for world peace. What does peace mean to you?
What does world
peace mean
to
you?
It means everything to me. It always has, it always will.
Say,
because I believe that the beautiful people in this world are contaminated by hatred, which has no place in the world.
Thank you so much. And your name is?
Bernice Silver.
Okay, Bernice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.